This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 17th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Dairies bash digester study. Goat herders raise wage alarms. Trump pushes for election bill. California dairy leaders are pushing back against a study AgriPulse reported yesterday linking digesters to herd growth. They argue researchers are mistaking a consolidation trend for industry expansion. Dairy Care's executive director, Michael Boccadoro, said in a statement that satellite images cannot reliably show what is happening on farms and faulted the authors for not consulting producers or addressing other analysis. Boccadoro pointed to a 2024 ERA economics report commissioned by the California Cattle Council, which found consolidation generally preceded digester development and detected no casual relationship in California. California Air Resources Board reached a similar conclusion after comparing mature cow growth at digester and non-digester dairies from 2018 to 2022, finding the difference was not statistically significant. The industry argues cows are moving on to dairies that can afford methane controls and water quality investments, even as farms close and the statewide herd contracts. Boccadoro called that consolidation an intended consequence of California's environmental policies, not evidence that methane incentives are leading to more cows. California grazing operators are pressing lawmakers for a last-minute rescue after a temporary wage policy for goat herders expired July 1st. They warn of driving annual labor costs above $200,000 per worker. The backstory that is in 2022, the Newsom administration inserted a goat herder exemption into late session legislation after a state agency found the alternative monthly wage for sheep herders did not apply to goats. Then in 2023, a budget trailer bill extended that policy through June 26 and provided $1 million to examine the issue further. The extension drew sharp opposition from labor-aligned Democrats. Senator Maria Elena Durazo of Los Angeles said she could not support what she viewed as an hourly wage amounting to less than $4. Last year, Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield sought a long-term fix through SB 801. It would have exempted sheep and goat herders from agricultural overtime requirements, but immediately stalled under union opposition. This March, the Department of Industrial Relations published its study. It found few documented labor violations and broad agreement that sheep and goat herders perform similar, often overlapping work and should remain subject to the same wage structure. Next, industry advocates now have limited options before the legislature adjourns at the end of August. They could seek language in a late budget trailer bill, gut and amend another active measure, or pursue a long shot urgency bill that would require 2/3 approval. Without action, operators warn the wage increase could eliminate targeted grazing projects used to reduce wildfire fuels. Representative Dan Newhouse says the timing may finally be right for Congress to advance agriculture labor reform after years of stalled efforts. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers, the Washington State Republican said the recently unveiled Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act has been introduced at a time when border security concerns that previously caused Republican pushback have eased. Now, he says, lawmakers can focus on reforming agricultural guest worker programs. The good thing about this is the timing, Newhouse said, adding that support from more than 400 agriculture organizations gives him hope the bill could advance as part of a broader immigration package or year-end legislation. I think although the legislative year is short, there's issues about our border and about immigration that are on everybody's mind. And I think we have an opportunity here to be part of perhaps a larger effort that could be happening here in the House and throughout Congress. Looking back, one of the few members of Congress who's an active farmer, Newhouse said, increasing awareness of specialty crops and agriculture labor challenges on Capitol Hill, one of his proudest accomplishments as he prepares to retire in January after 12 years in office. Newhouse said, when I started in Congress, there weren't a lot of people talking about reforms to the agricultural labor rules and laws that we have, he said. Now, it's on everybody's mind. The level of understanding and urgency on the part of members of Congress that we have to do things to help our agriculture producers is very high. Newhouse also tells AgriPulse newsmakers he's pushing for a Republican reconciliation bill that would include as much financial aid as possible for specialty crop growers. He, the third-generation Yakima Valley farmer, says, quote, it's tough in farm country right now. The House Agriculture Committee member says he wants the legislative package to include at least $5 billion for specialty crop farmers. It's not clear how much of the $12 billion in farmer aid and the reconciliation measure advanced by the House Budget Committee yesterday would go to growers of those crops, which include fruit, vegetables, and tree nuts, versus producers of row crops such as corn and soybeans. Now keep in mind, House Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse this week he's unsure how much money he wants to provide specialty crop producers, though he previously called for $5 billion. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 17th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.